And in several of these states, we see plans for dynastic rather than democratic succession. And that's something we should be concerned about. It's something also the people in these countries should be concerned about.
Uzoq yillar hukumatda ishlab, keyinchalik Freedom House, ozodlik uyi tashkilotini boshqargan. Hozirda ham demokratiya targ'iboti bilan mashg'ul institutda faoliyat yuritayotgan David Kramer deydiki, qonun ustuvorligi uchun kurash tinimsiz va mashaqqatli jarayon. Markaziy Osiyo va Kavkazdagi yosh davlatlarga madadni davom ettirish kerak. Vashington sidqidildan yuqori darajada jonbozlik ko'rsatishi lozim deya undaydi u.
We don't help by writing off these countries in a sense of hopelessness when it comes to democracy and human rights. And I would argue this has largely been true for administrations in the US since
O'zbekiston, Tojikiston, Qozog'iston, Turkmaniston va Ozarbayjonda yakka hokimlar baribir o'lgunicha o'tiradi deb targ'ibotni pasaytirish xato siyosat deydi u. AQSh har bir mamlakatdagi vaziyatni yaqindan kuzatib, adolatsizliklarni ochiq qoralashi, qonun buzarlik, huquq buzarlik hollari haqida rahbarlarga murojaat qilishi, fuqarolar ta'ziq va bosimga olinganida ularni himoya qilish kerak. Amerika prezidenti bu borada gapirishi lozim, deydi Kramer. Har qanday sohadagi hamkorlik qonun ustuvorligi bilan bog'liq ekan, aniq shartlar qo'yish kerak, deydi u.
There needs to be presidential level interest in democracy and human rights. The president, after all, sets the tone for the administration.
Inson huquqlarini qo'pol ravishda va sistematik tarzda buzib kelayotgan hukumatlar AQSh tomonidan sanksiya bilan jazolanishini ko'zlovchi Global Magnitsky akti hozircha faqat vakillar palatasida ovozdan o'tgan. Senatda muhokamada. Bu qonun qabul qilinsa, deydi uni quvvatlab kelayotgan Kramer. Markaziy Osiyo va Kavkazdagi rahbarlar ancha sergak tortadi. Chunki u muayyan cheklovlar va jazo choralarini tatbiq etadi.
By hitting them where it hurts. I wish this weren't necessary, but sadly right now I think it is.
I agree. Democracy has not yet taken root in Central Asia and the Caucasus. Only one of the eight countries is arguably on a democratic trajectory.
AQSh demokratik instituti vakili Lora Juit fikricha, har bir davlatdagi vaziyat o'ziga xos e'tibor va tahlil talab qiladi. Jamiyatlardagi o'zgarishlarni o'lchash uchun ularga ichkaridan qarash kerak. Omma fikrini va sharoitni o'rganish zarur, deydi ekspert.
And these are places where there's really no detectable will among political elites for democratic reforms. And also places where international assistance on democracy is not particularly welcome, to put it mildly.
Juit nazarida O'zbekiston va Turkmaniston mintaqadagi eng yopiq tuzumlar. Tojikiston ham hozir shu yo'ldan ketmoqda, deydi u. O'zbekistondagi bugungi sharoitda AQSh demokratiya instituti biror ish qila olmaydi. Tinimsiz cheklovlar, bevosita va bilvosita bosim ostida xodimlar faoliyat yurita olmayapti, deydi Juit. Institut asosan parlament taraqqiyoti, qonunchilik va siyosiy islohotlar yo'nalishida ishlaydi.
Ultimately, I'm optimistic about democracy in Central Asia and the Caucasus. This is the harder route to take. I think it's easy to be pessimistic, but I am optimistic.
Qiyinchiliklarga qaramasdan, Amerika mintaqada fuqaro jamiyati, faollar va jurnalistlarni quvvatlashdan to'xtamasligi lozim, deya tavsiya qiladi Juit xonim.
We can say that our success is mixed. I wouldn't say that's necessarily a great track record. We left each of these countries for a variety of reasons, but it wasn't working. It wasn't working. We weren't effective. We didn't get the job done in those places.
Xalqaro respublikachilar institutidan Steven Niks ham shunday fikrda va Vashingtonni mintaqadagi jarayonlardan ogoh turishga, faqat hukumatlar emas, jamoatchilik bilan ham hamkorlik qilishga undaydi. Nohukumat tashkilotlarga yordam bering. Muammolarga yechim izlab, aholi hayotini yaxshilashga urinayotgan tomonlar bilan muloqot qiling, deydi Niks. Amerika o'z nufuzini ham o'ylashi kerak. Qirg'iziston singari davlatlarda odamlar fikrini so'rasangiz, AQSh bilan hamkorlik juda sust deyishadi. Rossiya ular nazarida eng yaqin hamkor va ishonchli sherik. Informatsiya maydonida rus tili va Rossiya hukmron. Amerika va u targ'ib qiladigan erkinlik kerak emas degan qarash keng. Vashington bu masala bilan jiddiy shug'ullanishi lozim, deydi mutaxassis.
Beginning with civil society, which is absolutely equated with corruption.
Jons Hopkins universiteti professori, mintaqashunosi olim Fred Starris fuqaro jamiyati va inson huquqlari himoyachilarini ishonchsiz tomonlar deb hisoblaydi.
Because you had this whole class of people who formed one group and then they collected their 3 years of money and then when that ran out formed another group and everyone knows
Amerika beradigan grant bilan ular xalq manfaati uchun xizmat qilayotgani yo'q. Bu guruhlarni tekshirish kerak deydi Star. Biroq uning yonida o'tirib so'zlagan uch mutaxassis bunday yondashuvdan yiroq. Jamiyatni jafokash insonlar oldinga yetaklaydi. Amerika Markaziy Osiyo va Kavkazda shunday odamlarni tanishi va ularni har tomonlama quvvatlashi zarur. AQSh bundan faqat manfaat ko'radi, dedi bu ekspertlar. Navbahor Imamova, Washington.